challenge, and something else will come along, and oftentimes we forget how much He helped us the last time. And then we wonder, God, will You show up this time? And then He always shows right up, and He'll help you again. I thank the Lord for that this morning. Anything else on your heart? Amen. Bless you, Sister Yvonne. Appreciate this. Anything else on your heart this morning? I won't try to sing a song this morning. I get nervous about just trying to sing. But pray for us. I want this song to bring honor and glory to the Lord this morning. It was on my heart this morning. When I'm broken from the battle and I've lost another round, Satan whispers to my troubled mind, just lay your armor down. Were those you loved and trusted, look around you, they're all gone. Would be easy to surrender when you're standing all alone. Then I bow my head in sadness as I ponder what to do. I've been in God's army for so long, and I've been a soldier true. Then I hear a voice from heaven saying, Pilgrim, it is I. Lift your head and take new courage, and lift your eyes up toward the sky. And I see a great band of angels camped all around me. And I see the captain rising up, the challenge to meet. And I know I'm safe from harm when I'm touching Jesus. The battle is His, the victory is mine, and victory is sweet. And I know I'm safe from harm when I'm touching Jesus. The battle is His, the victory is mine, and victory is sweet. I'm thankful to know that this battle that we're in, it's His battle. But there's been little victories that's been along in my life. Little victories. It's His battle. But there's little victories that's come along, and I'm thankful this morning to know that He's able, enabled me to place little stakes throughout my life. That when we get discouraged or maybe in our times of despair and it seems like maybe the war is too hard to press home, that we can lift our eyes towards God. And we know that He's the captain of the army. And He's where we draw our strength from. And He helps us to go on a little bit further. He helps us to press on a little bit further along, and that's our desire this morning, that we might honor His name and that we might be used of Him. This morning I thought a lot about our verse of text and where the Lord might help us, and our thought this morning is very simple and very elementary, I know, but I pray that it might bless you. Is there a word or anything on anyone's heart before we go change the course of the order of service this morning? If not, I want to turn your attention to the Gospel of Mark in the 4th chapter. And I do have a great interest and a desire in your prayers that the Lord might help us for just a short time. If you begin to look here in the 4th chapter, the Lord began to describe what is known as the parable of the sower and of the seed. And He goes on to talk about what it is to have the faith of the grain of a mustard seed. And we go on here in the 35th verse where we'd like to take a reading as they began to cross over the Sea of Galilee. And that's where we want to take up a reading in the 4th chapter of the Gospel of Mark, starting in the 35th verse. It says, And the same day, when evening was come, He saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took Him even as He was in the ship, and there was also with Him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake Him, and saith unto Him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind was ceased, and there was a great calm. And He said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey Him? And our thought this morning, like we said, is five simple letters that construct the word faith. And I really began to think a lot on this week, and really what God has done and what the Lord Jesus this morning is able to do. We live, no doubt, in a pressing time. I believe the Bible, when it talks about perilous times, maybe even talking about today. I realize oftentimes as God's people, it's very easy to become discouraged with the things that we see in the world. We began to listen to the things on the news and the television and beginning to read and study God's Word, and oftentimes it's easy to become discouraged thinking about what's the reason or what's the cause. But this morning, I want you to know and understand something, that as God's people, we must contend to the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. We must continue on in the labors of what God has given us and continue in the faith that God has given us. And this morning, I want you to know that the time that we live in, my friend, the world has always, as the Bible says there, that as we look back in Noah's days, that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. But my friend, even in those times, those people did not fear God, and they done things that was evil in the sight of God. My friend, we still live in those times today. I can't understand and reason the way that the world has is, and even the day and time that we live in. I'll just be honest with you. I never thought that I would have to stand and preach against the things that we're seeing in the world today, that boys are boys and girls are girls. I never thought in my lifetime that we would have to stand against those things. But my friend, we're here today. That's where we're at. That's where we're at. As we, as God's people, began to look at everything that goes on out in the world today, it's easy for us to get discouraged. It's easy for us to think about the cross and it being heavy and how much longer it is that we're going to have to bear it. My friend, don't think about those things. It's not for us to reason how long we'll have to carry the cross. It's not for us to think about how weary the steps is that God would have us to trod in. But my friend, it's to look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. I'll tell you today, as we think about everything that's going on in this world, it's easy to become distracted with everything else that's going on around us. It's easy to become distracted with the things of the world. It's easy to become distracted with the wealth and the money. It's easy to become distracted with the t-ball games and the basketball games. It's easy to become distracted with school and everything else that's coming along in this life. It is so easy to become distracted with the things of this world. Everything all around us trying to pull us in every direction that it can, that our mind might be focused on everything else but God. But my friend, this morning I want you to know something, that we must continue in faith that God has this. I'm talking about God is the one that spoke it into existence. And He said, "Let there be light," and there was light. He's the one that cast the stars into the sky. He's the one that created man. He breathed into his nostrils, and the Bible says that he became a living soul. My friend, there's times that we want to try to take things upon ourselves, and do pray for us for just a short moment. Jesus told him over there, he said on the same day when evening was come, he said to them, he said, "Let us pass over unto the other side." My friend, this morning Jesus had told him, he said, "We're going over to the other side." My friend, when God has something in store for you, He will bring it forth. When He told His disciples, He said, "We're going to pass over unto the other side." My friend, He had intentions for them to pass over unto the other side. So often when things become and begin to fall upon us, our faith begins to slide back and say, "God, where are you in this?" God is always there. He's always present. I thought no more of a fitting song that we heard this morning. He's always there. He said, "And when they had sent away the multitude, they took even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships. And he said, there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat upon the ship, so that it was now full." And my friend, I want you to know something, as we begin to look here at the Word of God. Nothing this morning, I don't mean to be a distraction to you. Nothing alarms God. Nothing takes Him by surprise. He knows everything this morning. He knows everything about me, and He knows everything about you. He said even the hairs on your head are numbered this morning. He knows everything about us. If you're going to serve God this morning, it's got to start with faith. The Bible says, for it is impossible to please Him without faith. You can't even begin to please Him. For by grace are you saved through faith. My friend, this morning, if you're going to be saved, it's through faith. So, whenever we're lost and separated from God and the conviction begins to set up in our heart, oftentimes I've heard people describe what faith is. They say, well, faith is just merely believing something that you cannot see. That's not what faith is. I believe Moses said over there in the Hebrew letter, he talked about enduring and believing in the invisible God. I can't see Him with this naked eye, but I can see the effects of Him. I can feel the effects of Him. I can feel His presence from time to time in my life. When there's things that are going on all around me and I say, God, I'm not big enough to handle this. God, I'm not big enough to pull through this. I know one that is big enough. I can feel His Spirit throughout my life. And my friend, this morning, if you claim to be a child of God and you've never felt His presence, then I would say that maybe you need to do some examining of yourself. Faith is the beginning steps. It's not merely believing in something that you cannot see. But my friend, this morning, faith is 100% trusting and confidence in the Lord, placing your trust and confidence in Him that no matter what come, no matter what may, that Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of our life, He's got it. That's what it is. Lord, no matter what comes my way, no matter the struggles that I face, listen to me this morning. We're just pilgrims and strangers here. I'm just passing through this place. No matter what come, no matter what may, I'm headed to a better country. I'm looking for Jesus. How often is it in this life that we become so discouraged, so consumed with the things that go on beyond these four walls out here? Listen to me this morning. I'm not saying don't be concerned. But I'm saying God's people spend too much time worrying. Worrying is a sin. Sitting back worrying about things that you can't even control. Worrying about this. Worrying about that. Listen, take it to God and leave it at His feet. Because I'm not big enough. And my friend, you ain't big enough. But I know one that is. Jesus said, we're going to go to the other side. And as they gathered in that ship, Jesus went that He might go find Him some rest, and He laid down His head on a pillow in the hinder part of the ship. As they was there on that Sea of Galilee, the waves become boisterous. They began to beat up on that old ship, so much so that it began to fill the ship up. And they began to exhort that they might be able to bail the water out. How often are you sitting there trying to bail the water out on your own? You're sitting back worrying about stuff that you can't even control. And you're doing everything that you can to bail out as much water as you can, as fast as you can. While Jesus is right there, seated at the right hand of God, making intercessions for us. Sitting there saying, come and knock on the door. And he said, I'm there. Come to me. Nothing takes him by surprise. He knows every challenge. He knows everything that we're going to face throughout this life. He already knows everything about us. He said, and they called upon him and said, Master, carest not that we perish. My friend, this morning I'm telling you, in this battle that we're in, there's things that are bigger than me and you. There's things that are bigger than mine and your little old concerns of the flesh. There's things that are much bigger than me and you. Listen to me. There's people that's dying and going to hell every minute. There's people that are dying. Listen, hell's enlarging itself daily. It's getting bigger and bigger, and she's widening herself every day. And as we sit back worried and concerned about things that we can't even control, people's dying. Our neighbors are dying. Our families die, and they're going to hell. Listen to me. People in the churches die and going to hell. We're worrying about things that we can't even control. Satan's got us to a place. Listen to me. I told you last Sunday, Satan is the author of confusion. He gets us in a place where things get upon our mind, and he gets us to a place he can't have our salvation. But boy, he'll get us to a place to where we feel like we can't even serve God. And all the weights and the cares of life, they just get on top of us, and it seems like we can't even get a prayer through. We have a hard time coming into the Lord's service, and we try to get to where we can be whenever we come through those doors. Listen to me. Spend time with God. Make time for Him throughout the week. Get to a place to where you can get down and call upon Him. Make Him the Lord of your life. A testimony this morning is not merely if you've been saved and been born again. A testimony of salvation is great. But that's not just my testimony. My testimony is each and every time that God has brought me through something. My testimony is whenever I reflect back, whenever I was a little boy, and for the first time in my life, I got to experience what the peace of God was. And there's not enough devils in this earth that can convince me otherwise of what God done for me. And then each and every time that God has reached down and He's helped me through something, that just continues to add on to it. Your testimony, what God has done for you in your life, is so essential to your walk. Look at what God had done. The winds and the sea began to beat up on His ship. Jesus found Himself, He was asleep. They come to Him and said, Master, do You not care us that we perish? God cares so much for you. He cares so much for you that He gave His Son for you. And He said, not only am I going to save you, not only am I going to sanctify you and clean you up on the inside, but He said, I want to walk throughout this life with you. I want to be the greatest friend that you've ever had, the greatest friend that you've ever experienced. He said, when the world seems like that they're nowhere to be found, I'll be there. And Jesus coming forth, He says, peace, be still. many times in your life? How many times in your life have you used the Lord like you would a spare tire? You know He's back there. And you hope whenever the time comes in your life that He'll be ever present with you. But when you finally got to a place that you called up on Him and He spoke in your life and said, "Peace, be still." Peace, be still. The fact of the matter is, today we live in a day and time that is God's people. Unfortunately, our faith just isn't where it needs to be. I'm talking about me. Have we got to a place in our life where we just don't believe that God can do it anymore? Have we got down to a place and time where we don't think that we serve the God that can fix everything? Listen to me this morning. I'm talking about God's people getting a hold of the one that can fix it. Have we got to a place in our life where we don't think that God can save our lost? You know something this morning? I believe this with everything that makes me up. God's people get to where we need to be. I promise you, He'll do the fixing. You say, "Preacher, that's pretty rough." I want to read to you over here in what He says in Matthew in the 9th chapter. Matthew in the 9th chapter and 27th verse. He said this. I'm about to wind it up. He said, "When Jesus departed thence, He said, 2 blind men following Him, crying, saying, 'Thy son of David, have mercy on us.' And then when He was come into the house, the blind men came to Him, and Jesus saith unto them, 'Believe ye that I am able to do this?' And they said Him, 'Yea, Lord.' Then He touched their eyes and saith, 'According to their faith be it unto you.' And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, 'See that no man knoweth.' But they, when they were departed, spread abroad His fame in all that country." This morning, as Jesus came upon these two blind men, He said, "Believe that I'm able to do this." My friend, this morning, do you believe that God is able to do this? Do you believe that God can do it? God's brought us to it. He can bring us through it. My friend, God can fix everything in our life if we're willing to lay it down at His feet. God can save our lost. Do you believe this morning that He can do it? He can. He can do it. He's the only one that can do it. They said, "Yea, Lord, I believe." I believe this morning. You asked me what the difference was back years ago when we talk about the glory days of our mamas and daddies and our grandparents, and they would talk about these being saved and that being saved and this many uniting with the Lord's church and all this and that. You ask me what the difference was in those times. I don't know very much about it, but what I will say is this. Those people depended on God for every aspect of their life. Everything. I can remember hearing my granddaddy talk, and I'm not trying to get off on that stuff, but I'll just tell you, I can remember hearing my granddaddy pray around the kitchen table, praying for his tobacco crop, that the rain might come, praying for things of that nature. Because without God, he knew that it wasn't going to come to pass. I've got the conveniency of life now. If I need groceries, I merely go in my vehicle and I get what I need. But I'll tell you this, God still supplies everything that I have in this life. To give Him all the thanks and glory this morning. He gives us everything. This morning, if you've never been saved, I encourage you this morning to repent and place your faith and trust in the Lord. Folks, I encourage us as a church this morning, let's believe what God is able to do. He can clean our country up. He can heal our land. He can straighten up every problem, every trial, everything we've got in this life. Let's stop trying to bail the water out on our own. How tiresome do you get? How much sleep have you lost trying to bail the water out on your own? And just go to Him and say, Lord, take care of this. And then He'll speak to your heart, peace be still. I love when God can speak to your heart. And there's just a calmness that comes over your life. No matter what come tomorrow, Lord, I know you've got this. Brother, if we'll get a song together, I might ask you this morning if there's something on your heart before we have a verse of song. Anything on your heart? If not, let's get us a song, Brother Strode.